You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pasha pitece. Deska, ikar tafkidoi. Ikar tafkidoi shela adam bazeh oilom. The ikar tafkid of a person in this world, right? Ulam lich is a kodesh baruch hu babriya. The ikar tafkid of a person is to mamlich the boira oilam in this bria. Okay? Tafkid na'aleze. This very special tafkid. Ba'al libitui b'rosh Hashanah. This tafkid, right, comes, it expresses itself on Rosh Hashanah. Yom tchilas Hashanah, the beginning of the year, shekol yemois Hashanah nimshachim acharav. All the yemois Hashanah on nimshach after Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, and all the other days of the year follow Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchuyos, you should say on Rosh Hashanah, right? Malchuyos, we've been hold of Nechemia. Okay? Are you on? Is Nechemia on yet? No, he's not. Okay?
He's on. Nechemia is on.
Are you on?
Yeah.
Ah,
yes.
On.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of cornflakes.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Listen to me carefully. Say, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchuyos kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. So that you make me your king. That's Rosh Hashanah tetzayin amud aleph. Yom ze hu gam hayom shenivra Adam HaRishon. The day that Adam HaRishon was born, was created. Damrinan betfilas musaf shel Rosh Hashanah, as we saw netfilas musaf Rosh Hashanah, ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron leyom rishon. Okay, this is the first day of Yom Ha'isim, zikaron leyom rishon. It was the day that Adam HaRishon was born. Hu yom rishon shel tachlis abriyam. Okay? Hu yom ha'rishon shel tachlis abriyam. It's the first, right? It's the first, okay? It's the first, listen over here carefully. Okay? It's the first
day
of the Tachlis of the Bria. Sheboy Nivra Ha'adam. Sheyuchal lehamlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man was born, was created. It's the first day. Shebo nivra Adam, sheyuchal lehamlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was the first day that he could mamlich the Boreh Olam al kol ha-briya kulo, on the whole Briya. Ve'al kach poschu, and because of that, poschu alevim b'shir v'shevach le-Boreh Olamim b'yom shishi. Therefore, the shiras alevim on this day, right, Shaya Yom HaRishon Shel HaBriya, it was on the first day of the Briya, that was Yom HaShishi, right? Okay, that was our Yom HaShishi, was Yom Shishi was the first day. Okay, Paschu HaLevim, B'Shir V'Shevach, B'Yil HaElomim, B'Yom, right, B'Yom Shishi, on Yom Shishi, Shaya Yom HaRishon, right, we can write them here, Oto Yom HaRishon Shel HaBriya. 1 second, we can write them in as follows. Oto Yom Rishon Shel HaBriya. Oto Yom Rishon Shel HaBriya. Okay? Oto Yom Rishon Shel HaBriya. Ve'omru, they said, Hashem Malach Ge'ut Lavesh Nachon Kisacha Me'az. That's the Shiras HaLevim. Hashem Malach Ge'ut Lavesh. His Hashem is the Melech. He's Geus Lavesh. He wears Geus. Geus is grandeur. Nachon Kisacha Me'az. Your chair was instituted.
Enthroned.
Was enthroned, correct. Me'az. From that day, me'olam ata, you always existed. Now this could be says Avia, the veil mekif al mashmos lashon az. You understand the word az. Ayin b'maharal b'gvuros Hashem b'prima gadol. Right? Sorry, the perek mem gimel. Okay, b'gvuros Hashem perek mem gimel. B'sif teichaim moadim beis and sif seichaim. Chaim Friedlander. Veil mao shira daftav. That's the pshat of the word az. What the word az means. Az is a az yashin, Moshe v'nei Yisrael. It's a very deep lashon of here, this lashon of az. Okay? So now, so on that, that's why the Nebim, on the Yom Shishi, you know, the Shira Sel Nebim, which we say in the Shir Shel Yom, that's our Shir Shel Yom, on the sixth day, which is the first day of creation, okay, is Hashem Malach Geut Levish. Do you see that? That's exactly what it is.
I'm a lady.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm a lady.
Ah, you're a lady. Well, there it is. We didn't see you on yet. Ah, right.
Maybe you're seeing it for
I don't know if you...
in the mission.
Oh, my!
Well, now you understand, okay? Now you understand why he's missing his mask, that's all. Okay, now you understand.
The dummy has one on.
why are you in the mask?
No, because you don't know who's talking.
The dummy has it on.
Yeah, correct. Now you understand why the Levim said Hashem alach utlavish dafka on the sixth day, and that's the reason why we ourselves say it in the Shir Shel Yom, because that's the first day of creation. That's the first day that Adam Arishon was mamlich the Boira Olam, and that's why it's on day on Rosh Hashanah, because ze ayom tchilas maasecha zikaron yom rishon. That's the first day of creation. Okay. When we say Oto Yom Rishon Shel Ikar Abriya, I think that we should add in Abriya Shel Ikar Abriya. All right? Tahainu
Tachlis Abriya.
Tachlis Abriya. Yeah, that's what it is. Oto Yom Rishon Shel Tachlis Abriya. There it is. That's it. Oto yom arishon shel tachlis abriya. There it was. Shabon nivra adam shiyuchal amlich et amgadosh. Baruch al kol abriya kulo. Ba'ken, ma'kach paschu alevim b'shir v'shevach lebein olim b'yom shishi. Oto yom rishon shel tachlis abriya. Ve'omu. Okay. Okay, so let's continue. Now. Ve'amru ba'gmora. They said in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah daf lamed amud alef. Betam amiras perek ze. Why do we say this perek? Why do we read this perek? Vezeh l'shrinya. This is the lashon of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Bashishi. Why do we read Bashishi? Why do we say Bashishi? Why did they sing Bashishi Hashem alach b'us labesh? Shegomar b'riyot melachtoi umalach alehem. You see that? Shishi was malchus. Shegomar melachtoi. He finished his malacho umalach alehem. Okay, the kavanah of Gemara, Kamoshe Biyamu. The kavanah of the Gemara is as we said. Okay, Kamoshe Biyamu. Shekol habriya bichlal, the Adam biprat, all the briya bichlal, and Adam biprat, nivra. Okay, all the whole briya and the person, especially the person. Okay, nivra kedei latet kovod laboyro yisporach. That they should give kavod to Hashem and make him the melech. As we find in the Mishnah, sof perek avos, kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu bo yulama, lo bra'oi ela lichvoidot. He created everything for his kavod. Sheneemar in Yishayom Mem Gimel Zayin, kol anikra bishmi, anything that calls in my name or is called after my name, that's the whole Bria, v'lichvodi b'rativ, I created it for my kavod. Yitzarativ, I formed it, I even made it. Well, and it says, Hashem yim loich le'olam ba'ed. You see that? V'diyeh katana, the Tana was medayik la'avi et ha'posuk ha'sheni, Hashem yim loich le'olam ba'ed. It's explaining us how we fulfill the first pasuk. Perush, ech naase hakavod, ech naase hakavod, ech naase hakavod. She noisnim lo. How does the kavod? How's the kavod given to him? V'hainu b'mashem amlichim oisu b'abriya. We make him the king in the bria. So it's an explanation of Hashem yimloch le'olam ba'ed. Is the explanation of kol ma. How's that covered? Given through making a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the king. Okay, so then we've learned out a whole yesod of why Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of the creation of man. Because that was the Tachlis of Bria. And that's why we say Hashem Alak Us Labesh, the Shira Salevim. Because Nachoin Kisacha Me'az, it's the union of the Kisei HaKovod, which is the union of Malchus. And the Tana in Rosh Hashanah adds in and explains what that, why the whole world was created. That's the whole Tachlis of the world. Because it says, Kol Anikra Bishmi V'Lichvodi Berasiv, and he explains what the Kovod is. That's to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the Melech. I think that's quite clear, right? Reb Tzvi. Does anybody have any question on that? Reb Yitzchok. Look over here.
What page are we on? I just got this. What page?
We're the page. We're doing the Pasuk of Shavua. We're in the Chumash.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Thursday.
Right, it's Thursday.
Yeah, correct. So therefore, that's what we're on for.
Rabbi Rosen?
Yes.
Is it a lot of hassle to just email it me? Because while you're going through it, I want to highlight it. So.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm going to send it over to you. Just hold on 1 second. Just hold on 1 second. Here we go. What? Nehemiah, does anybody else want me to email it? Any reviews? Does anybody want to email it so that you can print it in front of you?
Okay.
What would you prefer?
Yeah, email it to me and I'll print it.
I'll go over to my drawer.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
It's me, Nussbaum, please.
Family Nussbaum, no?
Family Nussbaum.
Yeah. Nuss. Anybody else?
I'd appreciate it.
Anyone else? Right. Before I print it in? Okay.
Steve, do you need a hand with the piano?
Can I have one?
Right, there we have it.
Great. Okay.
Okay, we got it.
I'll tell you in 1 second.
No.
Okay. When you get it on your email, you're not going to have it with any of the annotations. You're going to just get the straight brochure.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I came at the tail end, so maybe I've missed a lot.
Or the tail of the beginning.
Okay. It's a beautiful message, but how do we come to terms with things in the universe or in life that are not pleasant, and we have to attribute that also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I mean, Hashem also makes a tsunami. He doesn't only make a beautiful sunrise, you know. There are aspects of the Bria that are harder for human beings to deal with.
Correct, so, and that's exactly what the king is. Sometimes the king does things in the world to show that who's in charge. You know what I mean? Each one has an explanation why.
Our small minds can wrestle and not come to a conclusion sometimes.
Some things we find it very difficult. Quite right. Some things we do.
But we need to believe that that's part of the Bria.
Exactly.
It is still a manifestation of our Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Of our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria, in the Bria. That's right.
So it has to go with things we don't like too, if I guess what I'm saying.
Correct. Agreed.
When they had the 9/11 episode, all these books and articles came out about, you know, a person said an extra parak of Tehillim and he didn't get there in time and his life was saved. Okay, but what about all the people that weren't supposed to be there?
That did get there?
You know, okay.
You're right.
You have to see Hashem in everything, not just in the...
Correct.
The I things
agree.
That we, yeah, but that's
I
hard.
Agree.
That's
I
hard.
Agree. I agree. No question. That's why we don't make a broche. We don't make a broche shechianu on bad tidings. And you see, we say broch dayana emes.
Yeah.
We don't say atov v'ameti.
I have problems.
And Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem with it.
Uh-huh.
You see in Chazal that it was that it had found its way. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I really ask kavodecha. I want to see your kavod. I want to. Yeah, that makes sense. I want to see your kavod. Sometimes I don't see your kavod. There it is. He says, "Lo tuchali ros, right? The ros is panai. You can never see me. You'll never see. It's impossible for you to understand everything I do.
We'll never know the whole truth.
You never know the whole truth. That's right.
It's part of the way of Hashem that things have to be hidden. Like, for example, let's suppose Shem really wants everyone to do the yeshivishy thing. So if you make kiddush on whiskey on Shabbos morning, you know, I don't know, the glass is going to fall from your hand and smash. If that would happen, no one would make kiddush on Shabbos morning with whiskey, would they? Everyone
exactly.
would do the yeshivishy way.
Correct.
So it has to be hidden.
Correct. And also we need some Givun, we need some color, you know. You need some English guys who just love their whiskey. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it'd be very dry. Can you see?
No one's carried a study out to see if it protects against this corona. Because, I mean, no, there's some basis of thinking about that. Because one of the things we put on our hands to protect you against the germs is alcohol. And, you know, and if it helps you on your hands, which is outside your body, even more should it help you when it's inside your body.
That's known as an English myth. It's got to do with the ghosts that are on the back of Reb Nechemia's whiskey. I think they're the ones that promulgated that theory. Can you see?
That's a culture game.
Exactly.
I got a wonderful new bottle on Friday, but unfortunately we're not in Connell, and I can't share it with anybody. I'll just have to deal with this issue on my own, I guess.
Look at the,
You can carry out personal testing to see what level of protection it gives you.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference when it goes down the gullet and when it goes onto the hands. I must tell you something. Look at me here. Ubehem Shech HaPerek, listen to this. Ubehem Shech HaPerek, Ne'emar. Right? Ubehem Shech HaPerek, Ne'emar. And a continuation of this Perek, a Perek, right? Of that Mizmor, Ne'emar. Nas'u, okay? Right? Ubehem Shech HaPerek, that's the top Perek, okay, right? Ubehem Shech HaPerek, Shaloto Mizmor. Shaloto Mizmor. Right?
Ne'emar.
Nas'u ne'aros Hashem. Now, this is very interesting. We say in that parak, Nas'u ne'aros Hashem. What does it mean? Nas'u ne'aros Hashem. Nas'u ne'arot kolam. The rivers should lift up the kol. Is'u ne'arot dochiyam. The rivers should lift up their dochiyam. What is that? Right, what is that? Okay, well, what is that explanation of you? It says, Perish Rashi. Rashi explained, Lashon tzaka bekovlin huze. It's an aspect of tzaka. Tzaka means shouting, kovel and accursing. Aha Hashem. Right? Aha Hashem, Hashem, Hinea umais ha shuitfim kenaharus. So the pshat, right? The nations of the world that flood flood the area like rivers. Yinasu kolam, they lifted up their kol.
Yehemayun.
Right? They shout. Ve'esdoch imke nivchehen, and their deep bark, yisu ve'yagbiu tamid lizkaot nenegdecha. They stand up opposite you. Okay? V'chol lashon dake, any lashon of dake, dochyam, dake, what is that? Dake means to push down. Right? A person is a dikaon, is pushed down, is depressed.
Depressed.
The lashon of depression. So lashon omek v'shiflut. Okay? So Rashi is explaining over here, alright? Rashi is explaining, alright, that it's a nas'u neharot, comma, Hashem. Okay? I think that's the best pshat, aha Hashem. In other words, the neharot, the rivers, lift up their voice, Hashem. The rivers are the flooding waters of the goyim that are ready to flood and cover and drown everything else as long as they are the most powerful. You see that? As long as they are the power. All right? Listen to this. Okay? That's a pshat of Nas'u Neharot Koma Hashem. Do you see that? That's a pshat in Rashi Avia. Aha Hashem. What is Hashem? Alas Hashem. That's a pshat. Nas'u Neharot Koma Hashem. Nas'u Neharot Kolam. As explained, that the Lashon of Rashi is saying Nas'u Neharot Hashem Al Hashem. But it's not really the pshat of it. I think that is incorrect. It's actually Nas'u Neharot. Let's just take away this insertion over here. I think that's how we do it, no? Reject insertion. 1 second. There. Now it's gone. Okay, so it says, Nas'u Neharot Hashem. It said, Nas'u Neharot Koma. Aha, Hashem. Hashem alas, how can you let these goyim try and flood and drown you, ke'ilu, kevyochol, drown your dominion in the world? V'nireh perush leperusho. I'd like to explain this a little bit more. Okay, I'd like to explain.
Wait. What's that? There's doch, the previous two lines above.
Yeah.
It was a short film. It was called Yamoyim. There's Doch.
Imke Nibchehem, the depths of their barking. Yisu. They lift up.
What's Doch?
Doch, that's what Rashi explains after. Doch is depths.
What?
Depths.
Depths or depth?
Yeah, depths.
D-E-P.
D-E-P-T-H. Yeah. Omek v'shiflut. The omek. So doch is a synonym for imke. Amok. That's what Rashi says. Okay? Taduch. Taduch means to tidoch.
Push down.
Yeah, to push down. To grind. Dicha is to ground.
Yeah.
Okay? Dik'u means dikotam, they oppressed them. Can you see that? To push down. It's all under this all under the same root. Okay? Alright?
Yeah.
Now watch this over here. Are we all okay? Eveliyahu? Ebaria? Are you there? Ebaria?
Where are we?
Ah, Steve, well, yeah, we are.
Third paragraph of what?
If you look on the board, we're in our
on screen.
We're on the screen on the Parshat HaShavua.
Okay.
Bigger.
Make it bigger. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. There, Max. There, I made it bigger.
Wow.
Rivari, can you see the board?
I'm coming back and I can see the board.
Can everybody see the board?
If I can, it's the whole
I can see it.
I can send it to you, Rivari. You can print it if you want.
That's right. I've got, this is from Mishpatei Aretz?
No. This is Parshat HaShavua.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This is Parshat HaShavua. On Thursday, we do Parshat HaShavua so that you can have something at the table.
Okay, got it.
But we will send it to you. I'll send it to you afterwards. Unless you want me to send you now and you can print it.
Either one is good.
We'll have it on the board now. Afterwards, I'll send you the final version.
Okay, that's great.
Venera perush le perusho. This is, I want to explain what Rashi is trying to say. Okay? Venera perush le perusho. Okay? Can you all see it clearly on the board?
You can make it bigger.
You can make it bigger on your own screen.
Yeah, you can make it bigger, Max.
No, you can't.
Hold on, Max. That's the biggest I can make it.
I can't make it bigger. But you'll have to make your screen.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to move it down the whole time. All right, let's go. All right. Venire perush le perush. I'd like to explain a perush to the perush of Russia. Shekoya hashpa'ata malchut nimshal lenehar. Dominion is always likened to a river. Just like a river flows down and flows for a long way down. The kulam nizoinin mimenu, everybody benefits from the river. Kacha malchus nimsheches. So to dominion and the kingship spreads throughout the nation. Mezina it. Nourishes umetakenet kol anshar medina. It's metaken the whole medina. Okay, can you just make me the host, please, Rabbi Yosef? V'haynu kavanatam shel chazal.
You're the co-host.
Okay, v'haynu kavanatam shel chazal, and that's what Chazal tell us. B'mesechet horayos daf yud beis amud aleph. She'amru, they said, ein moishchin es hamelochim ela al hamayan. You take a melech and you make him a melech by a spring. Kedeshiti mashech malchuso. Okay? So that the malchus will be nimshach, like a river, like the spring. Shneimar vayomer ha-melech nehem, k'chu imachem es abdei adoneichem, ve'oradetim oto el gichon. Take them to the gichon. Okay? Ve'en ha-kavana, רק שתימשך מלכוסוי לאורך זמן. It's not a kavana that will be נמשך לאורך זמן for a long time.
What is the significance of the Gihon?
The Gihon was the stream here in Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim. Main Gihon.
Right. Okay. אלא גם שתוכל מלכוסוי להימשך בטוב ובצדק. A malchus should continue with goodness and with righteousness, lekol anshei ha-medina, lehamid et ha-medina al tikuno, that the medina should be nimshach al tikuno. Okay.
That can involve din also, though.
Yeah, but that's what it's all part. That's all part of it. Yeah, because the shoftim and the shoftim, it's all part of the same thing. Uh-huh. Like we said, learned last week. Now, ulumatze. Right? Lo umatze. Okay? Given this, gam malchusom, okay? Gam malchusom shel malchi umas ha'ilam nimshalim lenahar. Even the malchus of the umas ha'ilam are also likened to a river. Ela she etzlahem, right? Etzlahem, through them, okay, Hamashal Etzlehem. Isn't it with a Yud? Etzlehem. Aleph Tzadik Lamed Yud Heim.
Etzlam.
Etzlehem.
What is it, Etzlam?
Etzlam it should be.
Etzlam.
Etzlam. Etzlam. Etzlam.
I vote without the hay. Yeah.
What?
I vote without the hay.
Etzlam. She etzlam. Ela she etzlam. All right. She etzlam. Hamashal hu lenehar shotef haole al gdutav. For them, it's like a flooding river that goes over its bank. Vegorem laharisa vechurban. It causes destruction. Anything that comes in contact with it.
This is from Eov, right?
This is it. You'll see now.
No, this is the sixth parak of Eov.
Yeah?
Yeah. It gives this marshal.
Correct.
It compares his friends, you know, to his friends that, like, accused him. The fact that he was being punished this way, he said it was because he must have some sins to his account.
Right.
So he accuses it, and he compares them to like a river.
There it is.
Faithful. Yeah.
There it is. Can you see? V'chein mitbayr me'apsukim benavi. Right. V'chein mitbayr me'apsukim benavi Yeshayahu. In the Navi Yeshaya. All right. In Pesukim De, Yan ki ma'asa amaze
et source?
Where do you say? Well, this is it. We're learning in Tavia. That's the.
No, we don't see the source. You should lift the source. See Eov, Perek Shesh.
Well, I'm giving the source right now. Yan ki ma'asa amaze et mea shiloach haolchim le'at. Listen to this. They were mo'es in the mea shiloach. The Shiloach was the stream that flowed in Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. Ha-hoilchim le'at. It went like nicely. Targum Yonasan. The Targum Yonasan, or Tirgem, right, said as follows. Chalaf the katz ama. Because man aden. B'malchusa de Beis David. Right. The madbar lohon b'neach. There it is. That because this nation abhorred, rejected the Malchus of Beis David, the Madbar Lohon that ruled over them Beneach with Nechusa,
with pleasantness.
Can you see? So you see that's the Mea Shiloh, Haholchim Leat. You see it's Nimshal to the Mea Shiloh. Umasos et Ratzin no Ben Remaliyahu, and now I'm going to make Ratzin and Ben Remaliyahu, our enemies, happy. Lechein, hine Hashem male aleat meha nehara atzumim harabim. I'm going to bring a very powerful river, right? Okay, et Melech Ashur. I'm going to bring you Melech Ashur, the king of Assyria. It'll go over there, it'll flood its banks. It'll go through Yehuda. It'll come to you, in Yehuda, it'll come to his neck. Tirgem Yonasan, Savar, Hainu Yerushalayim, Shiyagia Ashur Ad Yerushalayim. Okay, it'll come to Yerushalayim.
Is that a nevuah that happened?
That was the nevuah of Yeshayahu HaNavi.
But did that happen? Melech Ashur came?
Yes. Well,
eventually.
Yeah.
I know Assad's father tried it in 73.
Yeah, correct. Tried. Al-Pi HaYesod HaNal. Okay? All right, based on this yesod, on this idea that we've the analogy of the melech to the nehar, it parish kamin chomer. We can really understand now how the koswa poiskim. Now we understand what the poiskim said. Tam leminak tashlich. Why we do tashlich? שאנו עושים בראש השונה, את בידוע ראש השונה, על פי המדרש, with the midrash, okay? כשהלך אברהם אבינו, okay? That when אברהם אבינו went, עם יצחק בנו לעקדה, when it brought him to the עקדה, עשה השטן את עצמו כמו נהר לעקבוי. He made himself into a river. Look at the analogy of here, a river, right? Now this river is a figurative river. It's not a literal river. Rebelia, we can't see you today. Look over here. Ve'avar Avram Avinu alav ha-shalom benahar at tzavaro. He went to his tzavar. Ve'omar and he said to Hashem, Oshienu Elokim, save us. Ki bau maim ad nefesh. Because by the waters have come to my nefesh. Figuratively, you can understand what's going on over here. Ve'otam, and there's another reason, leminak zeh, muva bekitzu shulchanor siman kuftes, kuf choftes, סעיף חוף א', the קיצור שולחן אורך brings, מפני שאנו ממליכים היום את הקדוש ברוך הוא עלינו. הוא ממליך השם, והדרך הוא למשוח, הדרך היא, okay? הדרך היא למשוח, הדרך is to be מוישך, אס המלאכים אצל הנהר, like we said, לרמז שתמשיך, right? מלכוסם, like we said in the Gemara, right? We learned it about. ויש לבאן, right? יש לבאן שכוח השפעת השטן נמשל לנהר שוטף. Okay? Listen to this. Right? ויש לבאן שכוח השפעת השטן נמשל לנהר שוטף. Okay? The כוח of the השפעה of the שטן נמשל to a raging river. כמו שנמשלו מלכי אומות העולם, רק למלכי אומות העולם הוא נמשל. כנה, רק בסדר דבר. ובא השטן לקלר לעכב את אדם הראשון עליו השלום, מלהמליך את הבוירה יסבורה. He came, he was מונע, he wanted to stop him being ממליך השם, through עקדת יצחק, על ידי עקדת יצחק. עד שיסבל אל אברהם אבינו, הקדוש ברוך הוא להציל לו מיד הסוטו. כיוון שהגיע השפעתו, okay? כיוון שהגיע השפעתו, okay? ומה הביאה? Just hold on one second. כיוון שהגיעה, it should be with a hey. כיוון שהגיע השפעתו, okay? ובלבולו של השטן עד צווארו, until the צוואר. ורמזו בזה חכמנו זה, שכמו שהראש מושל ומולך על הגוף, דרך הצוואר, just like the head rules over the human body through the neck, ומי שמנתק את הראש מהצוואר, if a person removes the head from the shoulder, מנתק את המולך ממנו, is מנתק the dominion over the body, ומפסיק את כוח השפעתו וחיותו של הראש בגוף, it cuts off the Rosh, which is the Rosh. The Rosh is the name Rosh, okay, from the body. כך בא השטן וניסה לנתק את מאדם הראשון, מאברהם אבינו עליו השלום, את חיבורו לבוירה יסבורה. He wanted to stop him from going to the Rosh. ולבלבל את הכרתו שהקדוש ברוך הוא מלך העולם. Right? We can add in, הוא מלך העולם, right? ומלך וראש. I think that would be even nicer. מלך וראש לעולם. Do you see that? וראש העולם. Do you see that? מלך וראש העולם. ועל ידי זה, you can just, you can put this into, right? וראש העולם. ועל ידי זה לגרום לו למות מיתה רוחנית. He wanted to make him die. He came at him. What are you doing? Why do you have to serve Hashem? Why who says that he's the king? Go to Nimrod. כמו כן נמשלו ירושלים ובית המקדש לצבא. בית המקדש is also likened to a צבא. כמו שתרגם יונסן לאל, like יונסן said above, עד צבא. Why? משום שהם הכוח המחבר בין הבוירה יסבורך לזה העולם בכלל ולעמו בפרט. Because Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is the connection between Hashem and this world.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And I explain at the bottom of here, V'chein darshu bagmur bibrochus, daf lamud amul alef, et haposuk kemigdal David savarech banui letalpiyot, that's in Shir HaShirim, that is El Shekol Piyot Ponimbo. You see, that was Beis HaMikdash.
What is talpiyot?
Talpiyot is telpiyot. It means the high-rised area. And Chazal Doris said all the piot, all the mouths turn towards Tel, the mound, that all mouths turn towards it. But we're referring to Beis HaMikdash. Kemigdal David Tzavarech. Your mound is Beis HaMikdash.
In the same mashal, you could look at that, Menatek et Chelek HaSichli Mat Chelek HaBehemati.
HaRikshi, yeah.
Yeah. Or Behemati.
Okay. ומכיוון שאברהם אבינו התגבר על כוח השטן שנמשל לנהר וזכה להמליך את הקדוש ברוך הוא באוילו, that's why אנו הולכים לנהר בראש השונה. That's why בראש השונה we need to go to the נהר. יום בוי אנו ממליכים, okay? We ממליך את אותו יסברך עלינו מחדש לרמוז על עניין נכבד זה. This is it. Avraham Avinu was the one who did it, and the Nahar came to be Shotefim, and that's the reason why we can Mamlech et HaWel. The two reasons are all one reason. וכדרך שאויסים לשאר המלאכים ושני הטעמים הנאמרים למנהג נכבד זה, ומנהג פה, מנהג אוף תשליך של תשליך, שבין עולהם, הם בעצם אחד. They one reason. You see that? Avraham Avinu, the Nahar, and we Mamlech the Melech at the Nahar. You see, that's all one thing.
But where do people get the notion that we're throwing away our Averis?
You throw away your Averis when you recognize the Boy of Olam. That's really what it is.
Is there such a what do you call it, Agada or something? Well, or just people, that's what people sometimes say?
That's a lesson of Tashlich, to throw away. But the reason that the throwing away of the Averis
is by
when you makabel upon yourself all Malkut Shamayim. We should add that in, actually. Okay, so that we need to add in. Just 1 second. Only day. Ma. Yeah, that we should add in.
So it's a two-step process.
Correct, but it's all one thing.
Right, right.
Okay, we'll add it in. It's all one thing. Is it clear, Reb Oshel? Huh?
Can I just ask a couple of kind of small technical questions?
Yes.
We're relating everything here to going to a river because the king was, let's say, coronated next to the river.
Right.
And as far as Tashlich is concerned, you can do people do Tashlich in aquariums.
It's just an image. Correct. It's just the idea. So we got anyway, but it's the idea. It's the idea.
In Ivrit we say simulatia.
So yeah, it's just a simulation of what we're really looking at.
Am I not right as far as the different Rosh Hashanahs inside the year? Wasn't the Rosh Hashanah for King Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Am I wrong?
Correct. But the Melech Malchia Olam is Rosh Hashanah. And that's the reason why, because Nisan, it depends when the world was created, right? If the world was created, Nisan, fine. And there's a lot to discuss about that.
Is Masechet Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, correct, Machlokes. The truth is that we don't want to mamlich other kings and the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the same month. That's the truth.
Thought I have, Rabbi Rosen?
How do you know a little bit about the
mashal as the river being raging and damaging and something not good? First of all, 364 days of the year, the river is good. And secondly, there are countries like Mitzrayim.
It's just a mashal, that's all.
Okay. But
just a moshel.
Just maybe as we discussed before, sometimes the river is good and sometimes the river is difficult to deal with.
Correct.
We're making a very strong connection here between Rosh Hashanah, Tashlich, rivers.
Correct.
Why, if there is such a strong connection which is there, why is a person able to do Tashlich until Hashanah Rabbah?
Because it's all parts, all connected. Hashanah Rabbah is the final din. It's the final
melacha.
It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see? It's good for the reason. Adar Rabbah, that's your raya that you call it after your Hashanah Rabbah. Because otherwise there's no connection anymore. Can you see? It's the final din. It's good for the raya.
Lovely vort, though. Don't get me wrong. It's a lovely vort.
No, it's
look very,
very right.
Look at this over here. Vihine. Be'etz Yosef Bier Shekofa La Loshon. Okay? Maybe it's like Shenichpa La Loshon. Okay? Shenichpa La Loshon. Shenichpa La Loshon is feminine, and Loshon Achat. Nichpa La Loshon, Nichbala Loshon, Nosu Narot Kulam, Yisu Narot Tuchyam. Why you got the double Loshon? Nosu Narot Kulam, Yisu Narot Tuchyam. Okay? He says, More al Shneha Narot Agdulim. It's a remez to the great, two great rivers. Shechribu Shne Bate Mikdash. They were Machri, the two Bate Mikdash. Makom malchuso yisborach bezeh ha'olam. You see, v'hu yesod Tisha B'Av. It's obviously what Tisha B'Av is. Okay, shenechrav makom yisgalus malchuso. Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. V'utzrach ha'melech liyigalus imamoy. And the melech went into galus. Ulam, menekudat shefel ze. From this low point, anu chuzrim. Okay, anu chuzrim. וממליכים עושו יסבורך עלינו בשבע השבתות שבין תשבב לראש השונה. That's the שבע שבוסס of נחומו. We got back and we ממליכים again. ובראש השונה, אנו, that's the seventh week, אנו מסעלים למדרגה עליונה של קבלת עול מלכותו עלינו, על אף שמותו מקדושו עדיין בקורבנו עלינו. You see that? We reinstate him. חורבן הבא is Tisha B'Av and 7 weeks, which is connecting up, but what can seven always connects up to two? We're now back in Rosh Hashanah, where we've once again reinstated him as being the king. Venerally.
Sorry, what's the connection with 7 weeks?
Seven is always connects up, like 7 days of the week.
Uh-huh.
Can you see that? Right?
And Rosh Hashanah is the culmination, right?
It's the culmination, yeah. That again puts
a suffix in my mind about how to be this year in the situation, because Rosh Hashanah is so significant. The Gabbai Rishul came to me this morning again, and he said they're putting together special Rosh Hashanah Nates minion that's going to start early, probably be outside, but he said they're going to go very fast, and they're going to finish by 20 to 10. That seems to me, on one hand, it's like, okay, it's the situation we're in. On the other hand, it seems a little bit almost sacrilegious.
Correct, yeah, to have it going too fast. Yeah, I don't know if I laughed it. Because if a person's going to get infected, he's going to get infected in the first 2 minutes. I don't know if going fast or slow makes a difference. I agree with
you. So that's a minion you would not recommend people to attend.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to go quickly, no. Venerally, the zoo kavanat.
Although it's a lot better than a year ago. The matzav is a lot better than a year ago, fast or slow.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
Like I looked on the Ministry of Health site yesterday, he had 8,000 people coming down with the plague. And a year ago it was similar figures, wasn't it?
But most of the people got the plague, they didn't get the vaccine bichlal.
Yeah, none of them.
This is the problem. Most of the people, they are getting vaccine They're getting the plague now.
They're getting it lightly.
They did before.
Yeah.
My former chavrusa that lives in Netanya today, he called me up the day before yesterday, and he'd been very careful. He'd got all the inoculations. We don't know how. All the people in his kollel have came down with the plague, including him. He had a fever for 2 days. That's how it manifested itself. And now he's starting to feel a bit better. And he's got a father-in-law, 85. His father-in-law is recovering from a stroke. The father-in-law also had all the inoculations, extremely careful. He never left his house, you know, wearing masks and everything whenever he had to go to the doctor or whatever. And he's also, the father-in-law came down with the plague.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like almost, the Adashem, whatever you do.
Yes, it's true.
There's no guarantee.
Correct.
This is not COVID-19.
This is COVID-20.
100 times even worse.
Yeah.
Hashem's telling us that we can't control everything.
Exactly,
you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
That's the Malchus, quite right. Veni really, the zu kavanat ha-Novi b'mashe siya Megillas Eicha. That's how, look how the Novi was Messiah Megillas Eicha. Al Har Tzion Shishomem Shualim Halchubot. This Hamikdash is destroyed. It's desolate, and the foxes govern it. Walk over it. Klomar Achen Nechrab Al Mono Shel Amelech. Ulam, nevertheless, Malchus Yadayin Mamshicha Liot Mushrash Banu. The Malchus is still in us. Manu Nachzol Menachem Nichoso Atzof Adoyros. Kumo Shekosu Bepasuk Haba. That's why we say in the next pasuk, "Ata Hashem leolam teishev kisacha ledor vador." You're always going to be in your kisacha is ledor vador. Okay?
But it depends on us.
It depends on us. Correct. Ubischut zu, okay? Bischut zu lo yishakach habiris lo yishkach habiris amwe. You won't forget about us. Kumo shim shichanovi. Lama la netzach tishkachenu tazvenu loerich yomi. Why should you forget about us? Veniske alidezeh ba'amlachat malchusu bebinyan ha-shlishi. We'll be zoichi to the binyan ha-shlishi over here. Correct? Kumo shesiem. Anovi sham, ashivenu Hashem elecha benashuva, chadesh yaminu kekedem. Can you see that? That's the hemshech of the psukim in Eicha. Bine inyan malchuso yisborach. Just watch this over here. The inyan of his malchus. Eina beemet kumo she'al malchuso de'ala. It's different to other malchuyos over here. Shemelech basal v'dam, okay? That a melech of basal v'dam, moylech umashlit maruto al b'nei amoy. He puts his demeanor of his people, Val Piv Yishakul Bene Amedim. And everybody does what he wants to do. Vayom Yoshev Melech Zal Kisei Amulucho. One day it's him, Umachar Yoshev Melech Achel. Next day it's another king. Ela Melech Malchi Amlochim, who Achen Hametzi Uta Yechida. It's not that he's the king. He is everything. It's a much greater form of Malchus. He is. Vanitzchit Baolam. Vechol Havayatenu. All our being, the tachlisenu and our tachlis, ki ach v'rak labo la'akara zu. That we should understand, that's the yichud. Yichud means achdus. It's all him. U'bekach la'avod u'lechabed oisoy ke'avodim ha'meshamshin tamelech ke'yo'oto. That's why we'll serve him. Hakara ila'it zu. This elevated recognition. V'yichudo yisborach, ki ha-madrega ha-alyoyno be-kabalat ol Malchut Shamayim. It's the highest madrega of Malchut Shamayim.
Oh, l'bishoy.
Uba le-bitui b'mash b'mesha anu misayimim psuke ha-malchuyos. Why do we end the psuke malchuyos in Rosh Hashanah? Ma posuk shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay? Alright, we end shma Yisrael. Okay? We end Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen to this. Ubigmor, why do we end out there? Ubigmor, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Isa, it's written. Shema Yisrael, Malchus. That's Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino Malchus, not Malchus. Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's not Malchus? Sheomer, right? Sheein, Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. Sheein, it's, right? Sheomer. Sheomer, Shesuven. Okay, Shesuven. Right? Shesuven. Sheein netzare pasuk ze leminyan psuke amalchios. Why does he say you mustn't, that's not one of the malchios? Why does he say it's not? Mishum shelo. Okay. Time is in Mishum shelo. The reason is Mishum shelo niskar be pasuk lashon malchios befe. It doesn't say lashon of malchios. It just says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ulam ladas Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, okay. According to Rabbi Yossi, pasuk ze moire al achdusoy vi ikar mahus malchusoy yisborach. That's the ikar malchus. Ukomoshe bi'arnu, like we explained. And the Marashas is the same thing. Other rabbi, exactly opposite. Dafka be pasuk ze trichim anu lesayim sukim malchus. We want to dafka end in this pasuk. Mishum sheze ikar vehamad ze ha'ikar. This is the Ikar, v'amadrega ha'elyoina bekabalat ol malchut shamayim, k'mo shebe'arnu. It's the Ikar in it, right?
Ikar, that's the Ikar. The acceptance of one Hashem.
Exactly. Okay? Bekabalat ol malchut shamayim, right? She'en sha'kol echad, ve'en she'kol habriya. Shekol habriya. Shekol habriya. Achati. Ve'en. Acher. Milvadoi. Ve'en od milvadoi. Ve'en od. Ve'en. That's what we can put in. Ve'en. Od. Milvadoi, and od milvadoi is borach. Make it a bit clearer. Ve'en od milvadoi is borach Moshe bi'arnu. Can you see that? That's the Shema Yisrael. Listen, Rabbi Akifli. Bechol aveiro, and every aveiro, v'lu ha'avera k'tana biyoter, even a slat aveiro, mehava mere upriko. You show Hashem is not in charge. Otherwise, why are you doing what you're doing? You're showing something else is important, not what Hashem wants. It's against Hashem's will. That's the pigia is metu'ar. B'mashe amar Rabbi Levi. B'mesechet yumet af peivav amud beis. You see that? When you do tshuva, you go back to kisei hakovod. Shenemar tshuva yisrael ad Hashem elokecha ki cheshalta ba'avonecha. Hoshea, okay, Hoshea, beis, klomar, she'al yedei maisei ha'aveiro, through the maisei ha'aveiro, pogmim kivyochol bekisei malchusot. Is borach umeatam shebe'anu for the reasons that we explained. Valide atshuve choizrim umetaknim pgam ze shenishad v'abakise hakovod. I mean, you were poigim kise hakovod every time you did an aveira. Umekan nekoicha hagdoyle shel atshuve shemagas umetakenes es hapgam hagadol v'ilai beyoyser. Okay, you see that? It's She gia. Are we all clear?
Yeah.
The darga zu. Just hold on a second. I'll be really connect up over here. Otherwise, my internet is going to switch off quickly. Just hold on. The Darga Zoo. Listen to this.
Actually, the effect of the Avera is to, if you will, deny Hashem's Achdut, but it may not be the Kavanah of the Avera.
That's right. Sense. That's really what it does.
And the result, yes.
The result, quite right.
But when we think of someone being Moedev or Malchut, you know, he's going out and trying to rebel against the king.
Correct.
You can say it's a practical result of it, but
correct.
Not necessarily what motivates a person to do it.
Correct. V'darga zu shel kabbalat ol malchuso yizborach u'bitul retzoyno v'ishu yuto. The person's mevatel himself lifnei melech malchei ha'melachim. He must hegi aleha, this darga, okay? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva got to this darga. Kemuvar bagmara brochas daf samech alef amubbeis. Vishal shaya muchan Rabbi Akiva le'akriv eschayav al kedushas Hashem. Haya mekabel alav ol malchut shamayim. You see, he's doing it. Vaya marich be'echod. You see that? Achdus. He understood. I'm going for the boy ra'oilo. Ad sheyatzto nishmosu be'echod. You see that? Dafka be'echod. Yatzta bakul ve'amra shrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyatzta nishmascha be'echad yatzta bakul ve'amra shrecha Rabbi Akiva shata mezumen nechaye oylam habo. Your mom is next to Kisa Kovet. Haino ana'a haruchanita nitzchit sheyuchal lidabek ulizachet baboir yisborach. Ischaroi, that's ischar. Midah keneged midah. Avur avoidoso bezeh oylam lahasig tachlis na'alazu. That's what Rabbi Akiva wanted. ושמעתי מבני בחוירי היקר, שיחן, הרד פמסן, את מה שקוסוב הרמב"ן בספרוי האמונה והביטחון. ריש פרק י' ג' Very interesting that it's פרק י' ג' He דווקא wanted it in פרק י' ג' Okay? Listen to this. שמספר האויסיו של שמויס, שמויס, שלושס האבויס, Okay? שלושה האבות, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, If you count the letters, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, it's 13. Keminyan Echad. Like the minyan of Echad. That's Echad. Echad is 13. Mishum shehem ishrishu achdusoy yisborach bezeh oilam. They put in his achdus. Mechena imaos. Similarly, the imaos. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Mispar oisiyos. Shmoy sehem oile gamken ishloshesre. Also 13. They're 13 letters.
What does that mean by 13 is 1?
What's the gematria of Echad?
Oh, it's also 13?
Yeah, Keminyan Echad. That's why I said Keminyan Echad.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Can you see?
Got you. Thank you.
All right. Just listen to this. Yeshe Dorshin, the Adai said of Doirish, Haboicher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava, in before Shema Yisrael, Al Tikre Leman Shmoy Be'ahava, okay? Al Tikre, right? Al Tikre. Listen over here. Right? Be'ahava. Al Tikre Be'ahava. Ava Be'gematria 13. Ela Bet Ahava. Bet Ahava. Was it Bet Ahava? Hainu
Bisfuta
Imos. Two Ahavas. 2 times 13. Can you see that? Habocher b'amo Yisrael wa be'ahava, because of the love and the achdus of the imahos and the
avos.
Can you see? I have to correct that a bit over there, right? Listen to the Sabiya. U'b'yachad oyle ha-mispar 26. 13 and 13 is 26. That's minyan.
Okay.
That's Minyan Yutke Bavke, Minyan Havaya. Do you see that? That's the Minyan of Havaya. Alright? Venerini. Dahainu Gamken Yesod, that's the reason why we say, okay, Ben Yud Gimel, Minyan Echad, the Mitzvah. 13 is a Ben Yud Gimel, the Mitzvah. The Ben Yud Gimel, Yeshbo Hadas, is Gaber Alarao Lachzik Betoy. ולקבל עול מלכוסו ואחדוסו יסבורך עליו בשלמוס. You see that? That's why it becomes במצווה 13 years old. And I added in Aviyah, ועוד נראה לי להוסיף. זה ידוע שאומס האוילום in the Heora, מתייחסים למספר י' ג' כמספר רע וחוסר מזל. אני יודע שזה איזה חוסר מזל.
That is interesting.
Right? The חוסר of מזל.
There's some buildings that don't have a 13th floor.
Correct.
Because they're afraid people won't rent there.
Correct. וטעם להתייחסות זו נראה לי משום שהם מאמינים בשיתוף. They hold of two, not one. ולא באחדוסוי, הבלעדית של הבויריס ברוך שמו. ולכן בא עניין זה לביטוי במה שסוינים את מספר היוד גימו. That I'm not the number 13.
Good luck.
You see that?
Why is it after they say Friday the 13th? That's their worst.
That's their worst day, yeah.
What?
I'm saying, why Friday the 13th?
That's why. Maybe because of Yom Shishi. Yom Shishi when the mountains of the Boira is Borah. Oh, wow, wait, look at that. Can you see that?
You connect that with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that it's Friday?
Because that's the day that Hashem created the world and He showed His Malchus as their owner.
So to them, that's the worst day.
It's the worst day.
I had an interesting experience with a number. Interesting thing happened with a number. Many, many years ago, maybe 25 years ago, I did some writing work for a certain chassidus in English. And actually, you know, received instructions from the son of the Rebbe. And after I did my work, he was satisfied. And I went to the Rebbe, you know, the Rebbe was in charge of distributing payments to whoever was like a kaplan for this chassidus. And the Rebbe asked me how much I owed him, how much they owed me, and I worked it out exactly. It came to 770 shekels, which was quite a sum in those days, but that's not the point. Where told the Rebbe 770, he would not write out a cheque for that amount. He told me he's going to add another 10 shekels on it, and he wrote 780 on the cheque. I'm not going to mention the chassidus, but it's a very well known chassidus.
Interesting. Okay. Look, Avi, what a story.
I remember 25 years.
Interesting. Listen to this carefully. Uyan Bekli Yakar, Bekli Yakar. This is our this week's parsha.
Where are you? Show me where you are.
Yeah, you're Uyan Bekli Yakar, yeah.
Okay.
בכלי יקר, שהביא רמז למספר למתת מלכס, למתת מלכס is in the sweet function. זה לא שוינו. וטעם למספר למתס, ו-89, לפי שכופר באחד. He was כופר in אחד, by doing the avira. האוילה למספר י' ג' That's 13. אחד is 13. When he was כופר בתוירה נדרשת ב-י' ג' מידס, because all the number 13.
26.
ומרד ביצרתוב, הבא אחר י' ג' שונים. He was married ביצרתוב after 13.
39.
וכבר רמזו חזל על... 13. וכבר רמזו חזל על עניין נכבד זה במה שאומרו להלכוי שברוצו של עגל. And that's why, okay,
whip him.
Yeah, we whip him. Just one second. That was the Klei Yakar. I just have to look again, see if the Klei Yakar brings he brings the rest. Is this my drosha or the rest of the drosha? Just one second. Pasha Skiteitse and Benakosa Rosha. Just one second. Just one second. Yeah, the Klei Yakar. Do I have a Klei Yakar over here? One second, hold on. No, this one doesn't have the Klei Yakar. No, I don't have a Klei Yakar over here with me. וכבר רמזו חזל על עניין נכבד זה במה שאמרו, I think it's my hand, it's my lotion, במה שאמרו לעל כויסי ברוצו של עגל. That's why we give him a clap with an eagle. Okay? על שם הפוסק בישעיהו, אוקיי, אין ישעיהו, על גימל, יודע שור קונהו וחמור אבוס בעליו. You see, they forgot his קונה. וזה לא ידע קונה, he didn't know the מלכוס of השם, לפיכך יש בברוצו של עגל, כדאיסה במסכת מקס דף חוף ג' עמוד א'. יש תראה. Now.
מידס רחמים is also יופי.
Correct. מידס רחמים is also. Because that's the greater midah.
Doesn't that also tie into this part of Rosh Hashanah as well?
The Yud Gimel? The Kikkur, that's the Yud Gimel. Correct. I just want to show you,
Abhi, I'll show you a little bit more. So what's the significance of the Ritzua from an Egel? From the Egel Azar?
It's the Egel, yeah, the Egel of Yadash Shor Konehu. Why did the Egel Azar? It could be the Lashon, the Indian of the Egel. Sheh Shachachu. Can you see that?
Where is the Egel?
Right.
You know, they use that to do the makot before.
What? That's it. That's what we're saying. It's exactly
yeah. But I saw it done when I first came to Israel about 35 years ago. I went to mikveh, Yom Kippur, I think. And the gabbai there, not the gabbai, the mikveh, whatever you call him, the attendant was holding his strap in his hand. And anyone wanted, he'd give them the makot.
Quite right.
I've never seen it done since.
Because the Arizal is not happy about it. That's why the minhag is not to do.
Well, we're asking Rabbi Rosen, in this situation, do you recommend avoiding going to the mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, definitely.
Using the 40 kabim instead?
Correct.
Okay.
The sefer, just look at the kleyachar over here, okay, in number 10 at the bottom. The sefer, the high pasuk, the end of the pasuk, Israel lo yada, ami lo yisboinon. Lo yisboinon. Israel didn't know me, and they didn't mitbonen in me. Klomar, shaya chaselem abino. Mi hu haboiri, umi hu koinon. They forgot, they didn't understand, Hashem will look after you. Kuma shubira kliyakar anal, remez nosaf. That's what the Kliyakar gave another remez. Lemispar alamet tet malchus. Why alamet 39? The whole choite nichlas boruach shtus. Who needar min abina? He doesn't have the understanding. Abal arbeim shono. That comes after 40 years. Okay. Bina ben arbeim lebina. Right.
That explains why Rabbi Yitzchak is twice as smart.
ולכן, והיה עם בין הקוט הראשו, that's why it says, עם בין, what is it בין? אם נחקור את הבינה, if you went off to the בינה, בין is a lotion בינה, עם בין, הבא בשנת, that's why בין י' ג' is בינה, alright, אם נחקור את הבינה, הבא בשנת 40, והוא דוימה, כאילו, לא הגיע, okay? If he went off to the Bina, that comes of 40 years, and he didn't. Lo higia lishnat arbaim. It's like he didn't come to 40. That's why we give him 39. Bezot tida, okay, they should know, ki ro'u lehal koiso. Therefore, we give him malchus b'mispar she'enu arbaim mamash. We don't give him 40. Ela samuch lemen. We give him 39. To say, Hebrew, you didn't come to 40, Reb Shlomo. Ki lo am bino isu, because he didn't come to bino. That's why it says in bin hakot. He didn't get it. We let him istapino. Okay? Alright? That's the kleyok. Alright? Adkad. Then I'm gonna add it. We let him istapino. Right?
What's the mispane?
Mistapino means if I didn't have any fakers, I would tell you the following. Why does it say 40 ben arbaim lebina? Because you saw the shoresh habina of the bria shu arba oisios yudke vavke. It's yudke vavke. That's the whole yisod of the world. Kumo shebira nefesh ha'chaim b'shar ale perek beis. So mishum kach gam nitna tere b'arbaim yom. That's why the Torah was given 40 days. Mishum shalede halimud b'isboninus ba when you're into the Torah. And you mitbonen in the Torah, Adam zoich leagia lebina yeseru zu. You come to this bina. Vegam yetziras havlad hi le'arbaim yom. Yetziras havlad is also 40 days. Leorot shezo gam yesod briyoso shel ha'adam. Vegam tachlis briyoso b'zeh ha'olam. That's why it's created. Medor ha'mabul shelo hivinu inyan ze, ubotchu bekoicham v'itzim yodom, nidonu b'arbaim yom v'arbaim laila. That's why they nidon 40 days and 40 nights. Shel yemei akshomi mida keneged mida. 40 and 40. Coming back, ומצד שני, כאשר נצטווינו לגלוס ייחודו ואחדוסו, ילידי בניין המשכן, when we have to do it through the Binyan HaMishkan, we build the Mishkan. Can you see that? The Mishkan is built to 39 melochas. Why? Because 39 is an union of Echad, Echad, Echad. V'chein b'Shabbos, anu miyachadim, right? So look at the Adi Delametet melochas, Sod ha-Echad, Sod ha-Echad, Sod ha-Echad, כמו שביארנו. כמו שביארנו. לאל. כמו שביארנו לאל. Here it is. Now listen to this. וכן בשבס, on שבס, אנו מייחדים אויסו על ידי מניעה ממלאכה. On Shabbos, we meyachad Hashem dafka stopping to do the meloch. But dafka me'oison, and dafka from these, okay, lametet melochas. Do you see that? Habos lehoiros al inyan achduso yisborach. That's the 39, the echad, echad, echad. On Shabbos, we dafka stop. Now, I just want to end off over here. Now, the end of the parsha. It's Malchus is the rest of the parsha. Now we have a Malek. Yesod Amalek yadua hu inyan akfir vazilzol b'malchus shamayim. Amalek is exactly opposite. Komo shenever b'alchava b'sichot abot, like we'll explain further on. Balken moire shmoy, balkach moire shmoy. That's why Amalek is am laka. Am sherayu la'al koiso. That is, it's an am that we're supposed to give malchus to. La'al koiso v'lim koiso. That's why there's a mitzvah mechia to hit him. Meshum shepoiker moire b'achdus shmoy yisborach. ועליו מעיד הקוסוב ונט הפוסוק סיזי נסויק פשע כי יד על קסקה מלחמה להשם במלאק מדור דור. Listen to this. ואמרו בתנחום בפרשה אויס, בפרשה אויס, בפרשה אויס יוד א', רבי לוי בשם רבי אחא, רבי לוי, in the name of רבי אחא, בשם רבי אחא, בר חנינה אומר, כל זמן שזרו של המלאק בעולם לא השם שלם. The name of השם is not שלם, ולא הכיסא שלם. כבר נסו לומר. שדיאק הקוסוב לא אמר, כי יד על כסקה ולא כיסא. מסינג לאלף, שאין הכרה שלמה במלכוס יסבורך, היינו בכיסא הקוסוב ועבור על המלכוס. כל זמן שהמלאק קם במרד נגדו, המלאק סטנס. וגם אין שמוי שלם, היינו הכרס הנהגסוי בעולם שיסוד הנהגה הוא היוד כבבקה. רק we explained above. Alright, now where's the 11 of you? Then see in the 11. There, אין בנפש החיים. ומשום כך נוחת הפוסוק חצי שמו, יוד כ, ולא יוד כבבקה. אולם, כאשר יחלה וימחה זרוי של עמלק, יקיסה, כיסה מלכוסוי, ניכר ושלם בעולם, כמו שסיים המדרש הנעל, this is the famous word, כמו שכוסף האויב, תאמו חור בויסלנצח, חרוב בויסלנצח, והשם לעולם יישב כוינן למשפט כיס אוי.
What is that last משפט? Could you explain it?
האויב תאמו חרוב, האויב, guarding the enemies, תאמו חרובות לנצח. The swords have been destroyed forever. והשם לעולם יישב, השם הוא בי, right, on his, will always sit, כוינן למשפט כיסוי. He'll be on his chair, because the chair is the Malkus.
So why is it so hard to identify a Malek? It's such an important mitzvah.
A Malek is anybody that's poiker in the Boire Yisborach, really.
It's not a nation?
Well, it was a nation.
So today it's individuals?
Correct.
Very nice.
Amalek and the Erev Rav, is it essentially the same?
Amalek is different. Now, Amalek is different. The Erev Rav wanted to do mitzvah. They just were doing other things. So Amalek is the Etzim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.